attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into today's show, Thursday, October 5th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, hour number three. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Alec, I'm going to get to this map. Thank you so much for doing the research and sending it to me. Greatly appreciate it. Got to talk to you later this afternoon, too. We've got some other activities to work on. Ernie, can you text me the link to the song Don't Tread on Me? YouTube, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, Barfield, one word, B-A-R, Field, F-I-E-L-D, Don't Tread on Me. He's got a face of Donald Trump, very serious, stern-looking, with a tricorn hat on, in a Patriot Revolutionary War coat with a musket over his shoulder on a shoulder strap. YouTube, Don't Tread on Me, Tracy Barfield. I've used the first 2 minutes of it as my new music intro. So no, I'm not going to send you the link. Look it up yourself. YouTube, Tracy Barfield's Don't Tread on Me. Tim Tarjeff, count me in for Robert's Rules of Order and Michigan Constitutional Training. Another text, Randy, can you teach it on the radio? Absolutely not. It is a book. I purchased it, I think it's $16.95 on Amazon. I'm going to consume it. It's the instructor's edition. And there's a book, I think it's the same price, $14.95, $16.95, that you will be required to have for the training. I will sell them at the training, probably for $20 to cover the postage and handling and gas to reimburse us to do the trainings. Trainings will be on a Saturday morning. We're going to do Robert's Rules of Order and Michigan Constitution. And again, if you want the question to ask state representatives and state senators, text me guns. Patriot Bernie, or Ernie, excuse me. Patriot Ernie, crazy guy down there in Wham area in Canton, texted me the word guns, and then he says, my trouble with you, Randy, is I only agree with you 99.9% of the time. Well, what 0.1%, Ernie, are you wrong? 99.9% of the time. Amen, brother. God bless you. He's also friends with Patriot Jim. Patriot Jim, don't let me forget, I got a stack of the new radio station cards, the show's cards, to give to you and to Ernie. He likes people to see the card, take a picture of it on their phones so they can listen to the show. Don't let me forget, Jim, when I see you on Saturday at the Constitution Boot Camp training, to get you the cards for Crazy Ernie down in Canton. God bless him. I put crazy because of Canton, Ernie. That way I remember you're from Canton, and you are one crazy son of a gun. Mr. Pat, Rick Lee, Mackinac Bridge, best toll guy there ever. We miss you, brother. I need to talk to you after my show. So give me a call. I got something I want to run by you. Chip in Sheboygan, I just sent you guns as well. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll continue on this interactive show today via your text messages and what the heck's going on in Lansing. We'll be right back.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
And on the road. Ah, my favorite truck driving song. You know why? And actually, I think it was the one-hit wonder by the Amazing Rhythm Aces, No End in Sight. every single time I was coming home to Miss Vicky, I played that song over and over and over. I had it stored in my phone. I had downloaded the YouTube video. And as soon as my dispatcher said, "You're going home," man, I played that song over and over and over. The only thing I didn't like was the honey-do list that was waiting for me when Miss Vicky, I got home. Yeah, she had a list. "Here you go, sweetie. Welcome home. Get these done, and I'll make you a roast beef dinner." Oh, man, was I motivated. Ugh. Anyway, text line 231-360-5140. The question for state representatives and state senators, county commissioners, you know, a better person to ask? Your county sheriff. Oh, wouldn't it be good to know whether or not your county sheriff has read the Michigan State Constitution? Whether or not they know what it is? Do you know what it is? Let's see. Did I send Glenda? No, I didn't send Glenda. I got to send Glenda. And Randy Walker just asked for it. Ernie got it. Let's do it this way. I'll do him forward to Glenda. Recent. Where's Glenda? There she is in Detour. Detour. The French pronunciation, Detour. No, it's not, Randy. It's Detour. Shut up. Just send a text, okay? Okay, got it. Okay, Sherry, canning tomatoes, listening to the show, can't wait to get the instruction on Robert's Rules of Order class. Okay, got to get the hands back to peeling these mater taters of tomatoes. They're not going to peel themselves. Yeah, back to work, girl. Don't be texting me during the show. John Kay in Indian River. Randy, if I open carry, can a business deny me entry into their business? Private property? Yes. Especially if it's posted. You'll see now a lot of these stores are putting them up. Weapons not allowed. Concealed carry not allowed. It's private property. If it's posted. If it's not posted, you can wear it in, and then they're going to say, "Excuse me, sir, but we don't allow open carry in our store." Well, you don't have it posted. So I wasn't sure. I have God-given rights. I just needed to know whether or not you wanted to take my God-given rights away from me, whether I should spend my money here at this store. Okay, no problem. I'll take my business elsewhere. Well, that's okay for future use, sir, just so you know. But you can go ahead and spend money here today. Nope. If that's your policy, I'm not going to spend my money here. I'll go spend it somewhere else. We have got to start standing up to these people. They do not get to take our rights away and expect us to then give them our money. When there's a competing store right down the street that's probably selling the product you're looking for cheaper than what they're charging you for because they're liberals. They overcharge for everything. That's my own personal opinion. And if you were an advertiser thinking about advertising with us, you don't want to do it now because of that statement, God bless you. There's other radio stations out there. You see, here's the reason why, folks. That seatbelt ticket woke me up. Thank you, State Trooper, for giving that to me on Labor Day. Because you triggered something in me that has been dormant. As I listen to Ian Murphy every Tuesday from 10:15 to 10:30, and I realize the battle that that man has been going through for years, fighting this tyrannical governor, attorney general, liquor control commission, health departments. What the parents in Otsego County, Gaylord Public Schools, let them breathe, their lawsuits, this tyrannical Northwest Regional Health Department, these county commissioners, the fight's going on, Rich Genup removed from that board because of the communist liberal county commissioners in Emmett County that are going to be replaced next year. That ticket made me realize something. it made me realize that I haven't been doing what I've been preaching on this microphone. Oh, Randy, you talk a good game, but when your rights are violated, what do you do about it? Did I just pay the ticket? No, I took it to court. Then I spent hours researching it, looking up the seatbelt law, Michigan compiled law 257.710E, and saw that they were creating different classes of people within our state because of legislative laws passed by state representatives and state senators, signed by a governor, that are tyrannical and violate our U.S. Constitution per the 14th Amendment under equal protection. The light bulb came on. And Vicky looked at me and said, really, you're going to take this to court? Just pay the stupid ticket. No. No, Bubba, not going to do it. Love you dearly, sweetie, but no, I'm going to court. And I did the research, and I was prepared. I had the printouts. Universal helmet laws for 40 years in this state. On April 12th of 2012, Governor Rick Snyder signed the repeal of the helmet law here in the state of Michigan because the Michigan legislature at the time was controlled by Republicans and they wanted more tourism in this state from motorcycle clubs who ride together 40, 50, 60, 100 bikes at a time, go to states to see the scenery and to spend thousands of dollars in food, in restaurants, in hotel rooms. So they wanted to increase tourism. Pure Michigan. Tim Allen's commercials. For every dollar spent on those commercials, we get $7 back. Really? You get a 700% return on investment. Then why don't you invest $20 billion a year in TV ads so we can get $140 billion back? The arguments don't even make sense. But they did it because it was going to increase tourism. And they determined and said in the statute that they believed that helmets did not save lives in head injuries. As justification for passing and repealing 40-year constitutional, by the way, determined by our Michigan Supreme Court that the universal helmet law in this state was, in fact, constitutional. But they repealed it. But then 5 years later, in April of 2017, they increased the penalties for seatbelt laws. They switched it and made it where it could be a primary stop. Before April of 2017, they could only give you a seatbelt violation if they pulled you over for probable cause on another thing, such as running a stop sign, a red light, speeding, failing to yield, changing lanes improperly without using your turn signal, which I do all the time. I got to do it more often. They pull you over, you're not wearing your seatbelt, they give you a seatbelt violation. Well, sir, I just undid my seatbelt to talk to you. No, you didn't. I can see your shoulder harness. You didn't have it on while you were speeding, so I'm giving you two tickets. One for speeding and one for not wearing a seatbelt. Now they can stop and give you a ticket just for the seatbelt, as amended on April 5th, 2017. So guess what? I said enough is enough. I'm going to stand up and start fighting for my rights. And then, at the fun shoot event that many of you attended, Cliff Falls from Antrim County Republican Party gives me a flyer about Jim Lewis, Roxanna Lewis, buildingblocksforliberty.org website that they do a Constitution boot camp. And they're coming to Northern Michigan this Saturday from 9 to 3 to teach it. I want you to come to it. I've already checked the weather. It's poopy out on Saturday. 44 degrees when the class starts at 9 o'clock. By the time we get out of the class at 3, it's going to be 50, but raining all day on Saturday. going to let up a little bit in the afternoon, start raining again Saturday night. Rain, 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 rain. It's raining all day. You are not on the golf course. You're not on your boat. You're not blowing leaves. You're not doing any of that. You're coming to the boot camp. This is mandatory. Call to action, folks. You have got to come join Vicky and I and many other patriots of this show and come to this boot camp. Text me boot camp. I will text you the email link. Email Roxanna today to register. Pay at the door. $25 includes lunch and a workbook that you're taking with you. This is step one in my plan. We will start this Saturday from 9 to 3 p.m. in Elk Rapids at the Envets Post to get trained in the U.S. Constitution. I have bought the book and the study guide, as well as the three-page laminate thing. Thank you, Miss Sherry. I bought it. It's coming. I'm consuming it, and I'm going to teach Robert's Rules of Order. And I'm going to throw in the Michigan Constitution. And if you want the question to ask state reps, state senators, county commissioners, and county sheriffs, text me the word guns. They got sworn into office, folks, with an oath. You take an oath when you get sworn in. You sign a document that says you were sworn in, and the clerk must register that oath in their ledger book. It's still done today. In a ledger book. How can you possibly put your hand on a Bible, raise your other hand, and swear to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution and the Michigan State Constitution when you've never even read probably either or both of them? You haven't done it because you don't even know what Article 1, Section 6 of the Michigan Constitution is, sir or ma'am. I'm going to make it my mission for you to be able to ask state reps, state senators, county commissioners, county sheriffs this exact question, because you're going to text me guns and I'm going to send you the question. What is it? Did you read it? Have you ever heard of it before? If that's the case, then why did you vote to take away our God-given rights that are enumerated in the U.S. Constitution as well as the Michigan Constitution, both constitutions of which you swear to uphold and defend when you got sworn into office? But yet you go to Washington or you go to Lansing and you don't even know it because you didn't even read it. Remember Nancy Pelosi? We got to pass the Affordable Care Act so we know what's in it. So what? You ran for office? You took an oath of office? You swore to God to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution and state constitution, and you didn't even read it? Then you voted to violate it? A violation of your oath of office. Sir, you need to resign your office today. I can't wait to ask Senator John DeMuth this at the next public event. I was nice to you on the boat, John. I was really, really nice. But no more. The seatbelt ticket has changed Trucker Randy Bishop. Thank you, Trooper, for doing that to me. Brett Gooding said, I've read both of them several times. Yes, and you know exactly what Article 1, Section 6 says, sir. Dave Ajima, the most egregious failure of not upholding the Constitution, illegal immigration, open border, Biden. That's going to change January 20th of 2025. That's when the new Republican president gets sworn in. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.